And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall, joined in the studio by Jay Wynn Russick, our theater critic. Judy, it's good to see you.
Always good to be here, Tom.
So we're going to talk about a production of Little Shop of Horrors at the Motor House here in Baltimore by Artcentric. So Little Shop actually has a Baltimore connection.
Yes, it has a strong Baltimore connection. The late Howard Ashman, who wrote the libretto and directed the original production back in 1982, was a native Baltimorean. He based the play, the musical, on a 1960 B-movie by Roger Corman. The movie's about a nerdy flower shop clerk named Seymour. Seymour buys a strange and interesting plant that turns out
does
to be...
Does he ever?
Yes, he does. And that strange and interesting plant turns out to be a bloodthirsty and power-hungry plant. The plant promises Seymour fame, fortune, and the girl of his dreams, his co-worker Audrey. It's a modern-day Faust story. I interviewed Howard Ashman back when the show was still off-Broadway, and he remembered seeing Corman's movie on TV in Baltimore in his basement when he was 13. He told me it was the first time he'd seen a horror movie that poked fun at itself. The musical set on Skid Row, probably not in Baltimore, I don't think it specifies the city. At Artcentric, director Kevin S. McAllister, who's also the company's artistic director, has chosen to think of it as Harlem in the 1970s. And Tom, one of the coolest design elements at Artcentric is that Graffiti Alley is right outside the theater, and Artcentric carries it into the set, so there's graffiti on all four walls and the floor. So in that sense, feels right at home.
Yeah, right at home indeed. So I understand that this is, in other ways too, a distinctive production of Little Shop of Horrors. What do you think is new this time and different?
Well, Artcentric's co-founder, Cedric D. Lyles, who's also the music director of this production, told me that as far as he knows, this is the first licensed all-African-American production of Little Shop.
Good.
And that's in keeping with Artcentric's mission as a color-conscious organization committed to re-examining traditional roles. So yes, it is good. Little Shop has always had an African-American girl trio. They also showed up in the 1986 movie of the musical. They serve as kind of a Greek chorus. They sing the opening number, which is the title song. They provide some commentary. They do a lot of background doo-wops. There's no reason Little Shop can't be all African-American, especially since Artcentric is setting it in 1970s Harlem. I also want to mention the show really has proved to have lasting power. Besides the movie, it finally made it to Broadway in 2003, and Artcentric has very good timing because there's a new off-Broadway revival that starts previews next month. Frankly, it made me wonder if maybe the idea of a power-hungry creature taking advantage of the disadvantage has some resonance right about now.
Oh, indeed, indeed. So does Artcentric's color-conscious approach add anything to the show? What do you think?
Well, I think it's a fine concept. Does it have deeper meaning? Well, this is a spoof of a satirical horror movie. So even with some timeliness and the Faust theme, this isn't deep stuff. The casting works. It doesn't necessarily deepen the show. That said, Artcentric has tweaked some references in the libretto to fit its concept. For example, Audrey's big solo, Somewhere That's Green, when she imagines a dream life with Seymour. In the original lyric, she imagined their future home as a picture out of Better Homes and Gardens magazine. Here, it becomes a picture out of Jet and Ebony. Also, in terms of adding things, according to the press release, music director Cedric Lyles incorporates sounds from 1970s disco and funk and soul into the score, which is by Alan Menken. I'm quoting the press release because the five-person band is so highly amplified, any subtle influences really got lost. And the singers, similarly, there's some very strong singers, but sometimes they're just too strong. A lot of the songs are belted, almost yelled. That's the biggest problem I had with the production. And again, because of the overamplification, we miss a lot of the words, which is really a shame because Howard Ashman's lyrics are very witty. And I have to say, Motor House, that theater is small. They don't really need extra amplification or microphones. That said, Kayla Halo Wheeler, who plays Audrey, gives the show's most modulated and best performance, and Ricardo Blagrove, who plays Seymour, also brings some modulation to his performance. I brought a sample. He's pleading with the wilting plant. You're also going to hear the backup trio.
Please, please, please.
That's Ricardo Blagrove singing to the strange and interesting plant in the production of Little Shop of Horrors over at Artcentric and the Motorhouse on North Avenue here in Baltimore. So, Judy, speaking of killer plants, how's this one depicted on stage?
Well, basically through puppetry. Little Shop of Horrors has become...
That's a favorite of yours.
Of course it is. And this show has become kind of a killer plant puppetry industry. It has been done so much over the years that theater companies can actually rent the plant puppets. And the show uses a series of puppets. As the plant gets larger and larger, the puppets get larger and larger. The first is a hand puppet that Seymour operates. At the performance I attended, Ricardo Blagrove wasn't the most skillful puppeteer, but he is very convincing as Seymour, naive and nerdy as he is in this show. By the end of the show, the plant has essentially taken over the florist shop. There are two puppeteers behind the scenes, but the largest puppet is a bit awkward. By the time the plant is eating people, they pretty much have to step into the plant. I should add, the plant talks and the plant sings. This is a musical. So let's listen. This is the singing plant and, again, that backup trio.
Like singing everything, your secret, crazy heart desires.
He's getting into it there. As Jermaine Drakeford is the voice of the homicidal plant in Little Shop of Horrors over at Artcentric. So, Judy, last week we talked very briefly about the fact that this season Artcentric is moving to a new space. So tell us more about what's going
yes,
on there.
Yes, this is a company that was founded back in 2003 by a group of Morgan State students and alums. They have basically been itinerant over the years. They began producing at Motorhouse in 2016, but they've never had their very own permanent home. In October, they're going to move to 2600 North Howard Street, the former home of Single Carrot Theater, which has chosen to become itinerant. Last month, Artcentric announced a $250,000 capital campaign. They are hoping to raise at least half of that by mid-October. The first production in the new space is going to be The Wiz, opening December 6th.
That's a great show. Yeah.
It is. Little Shop of Horrors is an Artcentric's slickest effort, but the concept works, and I'll be eager to see what the company does in the new space.
And we will all be eager to see it. Artcentric's production of Little Shop of Horrors is at the Motorhouse for the time being on North Avenue here in Baltimore. It's there until the 17th of August, and we've got a link to details about show times and all that stuff on our website, wipr.org/midday. So next week, Judy, we're going to talk about the Merry Wives of Windsor. Who's putting that on?
Baltimore Shakespeare Factory in Hampton.
All right, looking forward to it. Have a good week, and we'll see you then.
You too, Tom.
We want to thank Bottoms Up Bagels for providing lunch today. Bottoms Up Bagels is a small-batch pop-up bagel shop preparing hand-rolled New Jersey-style bagels, house-cured lox, and specialty cream cheeses. Inspired by traditions of bagel making dating back to the 1940s, Bottoms Up Bagels offers customized catering packages of all kinds. You can find them at the JFX and Waverly Farmers Markets and at bottomsupbagels.com. Midday's director and engineer is Luke Spicknell. Rob Sivak, Sienna Greaves, and Kathleen Cahill produce our program. Jamila Krempel is our digital producer. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. Our interns are Rob Velasquez and Margot Kohler. Special thanks to Nathan Sterner for helping us out with a news wrap today. And coming up Monday here on Midday, another installment of Midday on Higher Education. My guest will be Samuel Hoy, the president of the Maryland Institute College of Art. Hope you can join us then. On behalf of the entire Midday team, thanks so much for listening. Reveal is up next after news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend.
This is 88.1 WYPR.